Making a difference as Milton's mayor and former volunteer firefighter, this is Mayor Gordon Krantz. Mayor Krantz, thanks for being a community builder. Why do you think it's important to give back to our community?
Well, I guess on the philosophical side of it, I guess it's like a bank account. If you don't put anything into the bank, you don't get anything out. So, you know, that, in my opinion, is why I believe it's important to give back to the community. And I talk about being a volunteer for the most part. So if you don't volunteer and put into, you know, society, you're not going to get anything back out of it. So that's the analogy that I use for the bank account. And, of course, we're fortunate in Milton here in Halton. We have literally hundreds and thousands of people volunteering in many, many sectors. So that's what's important, what we can do to get back to the community. And that includes myself, too. As an example, you know, at one point I was a volunteer firefighter, just one of the things. So people can volunteer in many, many ways.
What makes Milton special?
I don't know what makes Milton special. Sometimes I refer to them as natural features, and I think about we've got a good portion of the Niagara Escarpment that runs through Milton, which, of course, has been designated years ago as a World Biosphere. So when you start getting things designated in your community as a World Biosphere, that's pretty darn important, pretty critical to a community. So I think that's one of the things that certainly makes Milton special. You know, we talk about conservation authorities, and I know conservation authorities were set up for the most part to look after flooding and stuff like that, but there's open spaces, there's recreational like Glen Eden, Kelso, and, you know, and the Bruce Trail that runs through many of those thousands of acres of land, and roughly, you know, with Conservation Milton, they have roughly 10,000 acres of land in Milton and in their watershed. So those are just some of the things. And of course, you know, what makes Milton special on the world stage, as I refer to it, we have the only velodrome in Canada. There's only one other, and that's in North America, and that's in USA, in Los Angeles. So it was those little things that kind of make Milton special. And we were hosts, as an example, when the Pan Am Games were on here, we were hosts to over 40 countries around the world and hosted them while in Milton here. So it kind of makes us a special place, at least in my opinion.
What has been one of the biggest challenges you've faced?
Well, some of the biggest challenges, I guess, would have been, and I go back a little ways in history now, I refer to it as the big pipe. Milton was literally dying on the vine, as I refer to it. A lot of people probably aren't aware that back in the late 80s, early 90s, we actually lost population in Milton, not significant, but I think two official Canadian census, one census, I think we lost about 300 people, and the next census lost about 400 people. Now, in the bigger scheme of things, that's not a lot, but we were going the wrong way. So the only way that we knew, at least I knew, that we were going to turn things around is bring the big pipe up, as I refer to it. And that, of course, is water up from Lake Ontario, because we are an inland community and we're serviced by deep wells, and there's only a limited amount of water that we could draw from that. So the only alternative was to bring water up from Lake Ontario. Water up and, of course, sewage back down to be treated. So there were two big pipes, so that was certainly a challenge. And people would say, well, you know, why was that a challenge? Well, one of the things is very costly. Now, I'm talking of at least 20 years ago, maybe a little over 20 years ago, and we're talking in the neighborhood of $70 and $80 million. Now, I don't know what that would equate to 2020 dollars, but it would be a lot more. So pulling that together to put that into place, and of course, nobody wanted, including me, for that cost to go on the property tax base. So it had to be the development community that had to step up and put money right up front to make sure that that happened. And of course, that did happen, but that took probably 10 years in the making for that to come together, to pull that, as I'd refer to that, roughly $100 million together to make that happen. So that certainly was a challenge. Now, Milton is a growing community since then. And of course, one of the challenges, and it's still there, is keeping up with the infrastructure. And not only infrastructure that we're responsible for. When I say we, I talk about the town of Milton and the region of Halton, such as the region of Halton is responsible for water and sewer and some of the arterial roads, and Milton, of course, is responsible for some of the local roads. So those were certainly some of the challenges. But as an example, hospitals, healthcare, schools is at another level of government. So keeping pace with the growth and trying to make sure that those amenities were in place was a challenge and still is a challenge, as an example. The expansion of the hospital took, you know, some 8 or 10 years. Schools, the boards of education are always struggling to get new schools in place because Milton, believe it or not, is the youngest on average in the province of Ontario age-wise. So that really means there's a lot of people, a lot of children looking for schools and schooling. So I think that's probably some of the challenges. And of course, you know, along with that, you know, comes hydro. And one of the other challenges now that we're facing, of course, there is provincial legislation there on densities. And of course, you know, densities really mean high-rise buildings. So that's a challenge. Some people in communities, not only including Milton, but many others, resist that. But that's the way of the future. So we've got to get our head bent around those densities and deal with it, because not only is it coming, it's here now.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Certainly the councils that I've been head of for the past 40 years, we're not about blowing your own horn. We're just, you know, we're challenged with doing the best for the community on, as I refer to it, separating out our wants from our needs. So I think that's been an accomplishment, not necessarily just giving people what they want, but what they need. And I think that's an accomplishment on a lot of our part.
What are some future plans for you in the town of Milton?
Well, you know, personally, my future plans, and there's roughly 2 years plus a bit left in this mandate. So the good Lord willing and I able, I hope to fill out that mandate until what the elections for local municipalities in Ontario will be October 2022. And I'm quite often asked, am I going to run again? And I've often said many times over the years, I'll make up my mind probably about 6 months prior to any election, so the electorate will know exactly where I stand. And again, I still enjoy what I do. I still enjoy reasonably good health and all those things. And meeting people is really what it's all about. I refer to myself, I guess, as somewhat of a salesman, and that was part of my life in private enterprise. I was in the oil business for many years. So selling yourself is really what it's all about, and selling yourself to the community. And I totally enjoy doing that. Now, and I make reference to myself personally. Now, the future for Milton, it's only onward and upward as far as I'm concerned. And one of the things that the public should be aware of, we're going through an exercise now that talks about our new official plan, which will guide the community in its development into the year, believe it or not, of 2041. Now, people will often say, well, that's kind of an odd time, but that's what's set out. We usually try to do it in the province of Ontario and in Milton and Halton's case, a 20-year window. And that's what we're planning for right now, believe it or not. And we do ask citizens of the community, Milton, Halton in this particular case, as to what their thoughts are. What would they like to see? And we'll be guided by some of those thoughts and some of those sentiments. So I really do encourage everyone that's interested in the future of our communities in Halton, and especially Milton in this particular case, to give us feedback, and that'll be ongoing for the next few months. And of course, you know, I talked about, you know, infrastructure and the requirements and land use policies and transit and all those things that make a community. Those are all those things that we'll be definitely looking at for the future. I think Halton's population now is roughly 600,000, give or take. Believe it or not, in that 20-year time period that I'm talking about, it'll be pushing the million population mark. So that's an additional 400,000 people. So we talk about challenges. That'll be a bit of a challenge, but that's what I see in the future on guiding us forward with our organizations.
Thanks so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just, wrapping up, of course, the past 4 weeks in Canada and globally, we've been challenged by this virus that's going around, the coronavirus. And I just say to the public, stay healthy, stay safe, and keep your distance from one another. And please listen to the health experts on guiding us through this pandemic. And everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you.
Mayor Kranz, thanks for being a community builder. Listen to all our community builders at miltonnow.ca.